Laurentians Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Use the smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Well, both teams out on the floor getting ready to get this game started. Braden Dewey will jump center for Mountain Home, and for Stratford, it will be Elliot Goings trying to win the tip. By the way, Arkansas 2-0 so far in this Border War shootout, as we'll talk more about that in a moment. Ball is in the air, and the tip is won by Stratford. They are moving left to right in this first half. Here is Voicy with it up top. Mountain Home in a man-to-man. Ball goes over on the right side to Berg. Now he will give it to Voicy over on the near the right corner. Ball goes up top. Putting up the three-pointer was Willard. Wouldn't go, and Stratford's able to chase down the long rebound. Looks like Stratford had a change in their starting lineup since I talked to their coach. And I'll try to get to that more in a moment. Ball is over with Willard on the right side. He drills near the corner. He's met by a double team. Now it kicks it back out to Voicy.
A good effort right here on defensively for the Bombers. Long shot ended up in a long offensive rebound, but good defense right here.
And Boise's call for the travel. Stratford will commit their first turnover. So it looks like Bradley Mullins actually is going to be in the starting lineup for Stratford. I'm trying to figure out who in place of. Maybe McNew. So here is Bickford giving it to Dover at the right elbow. He'll throw it to Dewey, who's going to go down to the low block, pull up for the jumper, in and out. Offensive rebound for Dover. He kicks it back out to Bickford, thought about the three. Now he will take the three after faking out his defender. That one won't go, and this time the rebound comes to Stratford.
Yeah, both teams with good offensive sets so far and two offensive rebounds for both teams.
And back the other way, Braden Dewey is going to be called for a foul. They're going to say before the shot, they're going to get give Dewey his first personal foul, team foul number one. Against the Bombers here in the first half. 6:51 in the opening quarter. No score as of yet. Hagen Robb checking in as Dewey is going to take a seat.
They're trying to keep Dewey out of some early foul trouble right here. And, mm-hmm. You know, Stratford's got two pretty big posts down there. I think it looks like Dover's giving up 3 or 4 inches to his guy, yeah, height-wise, and Hagen's about the same size as the other post down there.
Here is Voicy with it. He's going to dribble to the left wing. Rob checked in for Dewey. He is a senior on the team, by the way. Rob is. Ball goes up top with Mullins. Mullins will give it over on the left side to Voicy. Voicy is dribbling up to the top. Down to 13 on the shot clock, and now Voicy is going to be tripped up. And looks like we're going to get Ryder McClain with that foul. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the first half. 6:27. They got to reset the shot clock, and they didn't do it. Ball is so over.
We'll take it.
Over on the right side, and now I think the official caught it. As they're telling them there should be 31 left on the shot clock.
Yeah, there's 12 and down to, that's about right,
yeah,
there.
So they're going to reset at 31. It's 6:22 left in the first quarter. Still no score. Voicy will inbound it on the baseline for the Stratford. Ball's knocked away and stolen by Inskeep. Back comes Mountain Home. Second turnover against Stratford.
Yeah, tried to do a little pick and pop there with the post player, and Dover got his hand on it and right out to Coben there. Even though Dover's given up some height, he's not giving up strength, right? And Dover just kind of held his ground, did a good job right there.
Here's McClain with it on the right side. He's going to give it to Bickford up top. 6 minutes left to play in the first quarter. 15 on the shot clock. Dover will give it on the left side to Inskeep. Over to McClain on the right side. He's going to pull up on the right side for the jumper. No good. And Voicy gets the rebound for Stratford.
Both teams having trouble putting the ball in the hole right now to start this game.
Here is Willard with it on the left side. He'll give it up top to Goings. Over to Mullins on the right. Up top to Willard. Willard's going to drill to the left side. Ball goes down to the elbow to Goings. And now another steal for Mountain Home. Ball goes quickly to Bickford in the front court. He has it on the left side. And now he'll set back up. Gives it to Robb down the low block. Up top to Dover. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now he'll give it to Inskeep on the right side. Already the third turnover against Stratford. Inskeep's going to give it to McLean in the right corner. He's going to pull up for the three. No good. Inskeep gets offensive rebound, kicks it to Rob, who goes in for the layup. Good, and Mount Tom strikes first.
Good find there by Coben after getting that offensive rebound. Nice little shovel pass. Hagen had his hands ready and put it right back in here quickly on the other end, though. Here's Stratford with a three.
Wow, that's already – that was quick. Braden Willard with his first 3 points and our first lead change as Stratford's up 3-2 with 4:50 left in the first quarter. Bickford with it on the right side. He takes a screen from Rob, drills to the left elbow, pulls up for the jumper, in and out, and the rebound's controlled by the Indians.
That was a good shot there by Kai. That ball went all the way, three-fourths of the way down the rim before it popped out. Got to walk, yeah.
And Mullins called for the travel. Already four turnovers against Stratford. Blaine Tate and McGee Harris checking in for Mountain Home, replacing Coben Inskeep and Kai Bickford. Stratford brought in a sub as well as Isaac Berg is going to the bench. Let's see who they got in. Ryder Ross, the sophomore, coming in for the Indians. Less than 4.5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Here is Harris with it. Ball goes over to Tate on the right side. Tate's going to drill to a low block, gives it to Dover.
Looks like he got a travel down there on Dover.
And there is a travel on Dover. That is Mount Holmes' first turnover of the night. 4:11 left to play in the first quarter. It is Stratford with the ball back, leading by a point. Boise into the front court, gives it to Mullins on the right side. Down on the low block to Willard. To Willard, his shot was blocked. And now scramble for the ball, and Stratford's going to come away with it. They gave him a fresh 35. I didn't think anyone had control. Anyways, here's Boise. He is going to put up the three, so it doesn't really matter.
Nope.
Though the shot will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Mountain Home.
Both teams having struggling right now trying to get the ball in the hole. Mountain Home's getting good shots, so is Stratford. They're just not falling for either team.
Here's McLean with it at the elbow. His pass knocked away. McLean does get it back. Kicks over to Harris on the right side, over to Tate on the left. He's going to try for the three for the lead. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Stratford. Back come the Indians. Boise into the front court. Gives it to Willard on the left side. 3:20 left to play in the first quarter. Ball goes to Mullins in the corner. Down on the low block to Goins. Cross court to Boise on the right. He's going to put up the three. No good. Long rebound controlled by McLean. Back comes Mountain Home. 3:08 left to play in the opening period. 3-2 Stratford up. Harris has it on the right side. Gives it to McLean in the corner. He's going to try for the three to get the lead back. No good. Dover gets offensive rebound. He's going to kick it back out to McLean. And Mountain will sit back up. Ball goes to Tate in the paint. He's going to put up the jumper. No good. And this time Stratford gets the board.
Man, neither team. We're getting good looks at it. I don't know if it's the backdrop that the teams aren't getting used to right here trying to shoot. You know, we're kind of sitting down in a little bowl here or what's going on. But
Goins going and try to get the layup. It will be blocked, but it looks like draw a little contact as well. Robert Dover picks up his first personal foul, 13th foul against Mountain Home. So Elliot Goins will be shooting the first free throws of the day for either team. 2:42 left to play in this first quarter as Goings will try to build on Stratford's one-point advantage. First shot is up and good. Braden Dewey and Kai Bickford checking back in. Levi Uchman coming in for the first time as Blaine Tate, Ryder McLean, and Robert Dover take a seat. I believe Stratford brought in some subs as well. Second free throw for Goins will not go. He gets one of two, and Dewey gets a rebound from Mountain Home. 4-2, Stratford up. 2:38 left to play in the first quarter as Bickford's into the front court, dribbles up to the top, throws it to Uchman on near the right corner. He'll dribble out a little more to the wing, gives up top to Bickford. Bickford will dribble to the top, throws over to Harris on the left side. He's going to try for the three, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Boise. Back comes Stratford.
That shot was right in front of us, Matt. It looked good the whole way in there, man. We're just missing our shots just by a little bit right here. Soon those shots will start falling. We keep taking good ones here for the Bombers.
Ball goes over on the left side to Connor Rogers, who just checked in a moment ago. Now Boise has it. He's dribbling into the paint, pulling up for the jumper. No good. Goings gets offensive rebound. Can't get the put back in. But then Jordan Elstein, who also just checked in, he gets the rebound, and he's fouling the way back up. Hagen Robb picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 4 against Mountain Home. 1:53 left to play in the first quarter as Jordan Elstein will be at the free throw line. First shot will not go. Robert Dover coming back in for Mountain Home, replacing Hagen Robb, and for Stratford It will be Isaac Byrd checking back in as Connor Rogers will head back to the bench. Second shot is up. He misses both, and the rebound is controlled by Dover. Back quickly comes Mountain. Dewey gets the ball quickly in the lane underneath the basket for the easy layup, and we've got our first tie of the day.
Yeah, and here's Mountain Home with their kind of three-court extended kind of, I guess, 1-3-1. It's kind of an amoeba-type matchup zone. They've got it extended all the way down here, trying to make Stratford use a little bit of clock, not being comfortable with the shot clock.
And Stratford's going to commit their fifth turnover as Mountain Home comes up with a steal, but then Mountain Home's going to give it right back up on as the ball goes out of bounds.
Ooh, that ball was tipped by Stratford, it looked like.
Official didn't see it that way, I guess.
Play. Yeah, that's right.
So Stratford does get it back. We're tied at 4-all with 1:21 left to play in the opening period. Ball goes quickly into the left corner to Berg. His three-pointer, no good. Mount Tom gets the rebound. Back on the Bombers with a chance to get the lead back. Ball goes to Dewey on the low block. He's going in for the layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled.
Yeah, nice little pump fake there by Dewey. Kind of an awkward exchange with Kai there. He got the rebound, was trying to come up, but Kai fed him perfect. Dewey, nice little pump fake, drew the foul, and was able to finish there.
Isaac Berg picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one against Stratford here in the first half. 1:10 left to play in the opening period. As Dewey's free throw bounces around, does not go. Scramble for the rebound. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Dover, and it will be Stratford's ball. Mounts home up 6-4 with a little over a minute left in this opening period. Here's Ross into the front court. Gives it to Voicy on the right side. Less than a minute left. Voicy still dribbling there on the wing. Over on the left side now, it goes to Rogers. Now putting up the shot. I just missed who that was. That was Ryder Ross getting the jumper.
Yeah, nice little touch pass there coming down the lane there by Stratford. They kind of threw it over the top of our zone, and nice little touch pass there to feed him in the middle of the paint.
So we're tied up at 6. Now Mount Tom's going to turn it over. Stratford comes up with a steal. Back quickly come the Indians. Ross has it. Ball goes over to Edelstein. Now Voicy has it. Shot clock is off, so Stratford can hold for the last shot of the period. Down to 13. Ball goes over on the left side to Rogers. Now Edelstein has it on the left side. Up top to Ross. Down to 5. Ross will give it to Rogers. He's going to try for the three on the wing. Will not go. And the clock's going to hit 0. And we'll end the first quarter with the two teams knotted up. After 8 minutes of play, it is Mountain Home and Stratford tied at 6. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have